Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of September 2018. Supreme Court has constituted a three-member committee headed by its former Judge Justice Amitava Roy to look into the aspect of jail reforms across the country and suggest measures to deal with them. Supreme Court has pulled up Delhi BJP President Manoj Tiwari for breaking the lock of a sealed house in Northeast Delhi's Gokulpuri and said an MP does not have license to do anything he wants. Supreme Court has held that place of arbitration does not ipso facto assume the status of its seat and observe that venue cannot be equated with the seat of arbitration or place of arbitration which has a different connotation. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition seeking a declaration that a person cannot be permitted to perform the dual role of a lawyer and a legislator. Supreme Court has held that candidates cannot be disqualified merely because charges have been framed against them in a criminal case. Supreme Court has refused to grant any relief to seven petitioners who had enrolled themselves in the years 2004 and 2005 in degree courses in engineering through open distance learning program from a deemed university. Supreme Court has held that an accused is entitled to default bail under subsection 2 of section 167 of Code of Criminal Procedure even if the charge sheet filed by police was returned by the magistrate for technical reasons. Supreme Court has required all states and duties to comply within 1 week with the preventive and remedial measures issued by it in its 17th of July verdict to circumvent the alarming rise in the instances of mob violence and cow vigilantism. Delhi High Court has stayed the construction of a multi-level parking lot in F block area of West Delhi's Rajouri Garden on a plea which sought to stop the construction on the land, alleging that it has been earmarked for a school. Delhi High Court has banned slaughtering of birds in the Kazipur Murga Mandi in Delhi and said only selling of live birds will be permitted in the area. Delhi High Court has said that the issue relating to desertion of wives by their NRI husbands is of great concern and has sought the response of various ministries on it. Bombay High Court has told the state government to strive towards being the first as far as eradication of malnutrition is concerned rather than boasting about being ranked third among states in this endeavor. Bombay High Court has held that the hybrid amplifier would fall within the residual entry of Schedule Entry CII 126 under the Bombay Sales Tax Act. Madras High Court has held that there would be no disqualification in inheriting the property, when a murder accused though convicted by the trial court gets clearly acquitted by the High Court. Madras High Court has observed that it is the duty of local bodies to maintain government lands and properties, as these are for public welfare schemes and their encroachment amounts to infringement of citizens' rights. Madras High Court has directed Tamil Nadu government to expedite the process and provide 4 lakh rupee compensation as announced by the government to families of fishermen who died during Cyclone Vada. Calcutta High Court has allowed an appeal filed by a man convicted of rape by establishing sexual relations with a woman on false promise of marriage, observing marriage promise wasn't necessarily false even if he didn't finally marry. National Company Law Tribunal has allowed insolvency proceedings against Detrid and Moser Bear India, a manufacturer of CDs and DVDs. National Green Tribunal has asked to form a committee to look into a plea alleging pollution by industries making shoe soles and other plastic goods in Narela and Vavana area of Delhi.